Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, September 8th. So, how active were you over Labor Day weekend? I'm guessing quite a bit. Outdoor activities like hiking, trail running, cycling, and the like shot through the roof during the pandemic, along with simply dressing casually while working from home. The expanding popularity of exercise has prompted growth in athleisure wear. In fact, athleisure is the only major fashion category that seems to be doing well. Almost every other category is in decline. I mean, who needs high heels to work at your kitchen table? Now, that activewear boom is intersecting with a soon-to-come trend. At least one expert is predicting a lockdown-inspired mini baby boom starting in October and going through next March. That's according to Marshall Cohen, chief retail industry analyst with NPD Group, a market research firm. The obvious underserved opportunity for apparel makers? Activewear designed for pregnant and nursing mothers. Last week, Nike announced its first line of maternity fashion called Nike M. It'll be available online starting September 17th. Nike says it's been working on maternity wear for 3 years, but the timing of its release probably couldn't be better. In the U.S., maternity clothing sales have been growing by about 3% over the last few years, according to CNN. That's not because women are having more babies, they're not, actually, but because they're spending more money on maternity fashion. Nike M includes nursing bras, tank tops, tights, and cover-ups. The company says it compared scans of 150,000 women's bodies, both pregnant and not, to design the pieces. The stretchy products grow with pregnancy and spring back to fit new moms' bodies. Nike designers also conferred with 30 pregnant and postpartum athletes. The result? Functional tops that make breastfeeding easy and tights that accommodate pregnant and postpartum bellies. Prices range from $45 to $85. The new line is an extension of Nike's successful efforts to grow its sales to women. Last year, Nike grew its women's business by double digits, according to Retail Dive. The industry publication quoted then-CEO Mark Parker, who commented that it was, quote, hard to overstate how important this year has been to the evolution of the women's offense at Nike. The idea behind Nike M? To take away one obstacle that often stops expectant and new mothers from continuing their athletic pursuits. That obstacle, of course? Activewear brands have mostly ignored the large new mom market, leaving them with few good clothing options for exercising. But let's not ignore one of Nike's biggest rivals, Reebok. Although Nike's getting plenty of attention for its announcement, Reebok released its first maternity wear line a year ago. In June 2019, Reebok debuted a small line of activewear that included a maternity tank top and leggings in navy and black, with more colors said to follow. Prices ranged from $40 to $60. But back to Nike. Offering fashion for pregnant and nursing mothers is hardly without controversy for the multi-billion dollar brand. Last year, the New York Times launched an investigation into Nike's pay discrimination against women athletes who it sponsors. Olympic runner Alicia Montaño told the Times how hard she had to fight to keep her paycheck. Other Nike-sponsored Olympians, including runners Phoebe Wright and Allison Felix, also spoke out about returning to training and racing before they or their babies were ready in order to continue their paychecks. Felix told the Times Nike reduced her pay by 70% when she got pregnant. The Times investigation elicited a public outcry and a congressional inquiry. Last August, Nike changed its contract to guarantee athletes would be paid for 18 months around pregnancy. Other sportswear makers also altered their contracts. Last week, to announce Nike M, the company released a blog post titled "Creating a Bond Between Motherhood and Sport." Some might call that ironic. Others could say Nike's new contract and new offering represents true progress for Nike and the sportswear industry at large. The truth? We'll need to watch and see. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written and produced by Elaine Appleton Gray, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.